Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved spiritual family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus from Caldwell, Idaho. I thank the Lord for this station, KFAX, that we've been on for so many years, actually since probably 1970 when Brother Glass began broadcasting on this station. And as it's a 50,000-watt station, it does go past the Canadian border. And so I know this broadcast reaches many people, especially those I think that are especially blessed by it are those that are in small rural areas that are not able perhaps to attend church or in an area where there's just not many churches. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to share the word of the Lord with you. So I'm grateful that you took the time in your schedule today. And if you're a new listener, welcome. I pray that you're blessed. Well, as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share with you today, He brought me to the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And perhaps you're familiar with this portion of Scripture. It's about Jeremiah going down to the potter's house. And I want to share the first six verses, but I don't want to do that right now. I want to start reading at verse 7. This is the Lord speaking, because He's speaking now to the nation of Israel. And I saw great comparisons with the Lord as He would His heart toward America today. He goes on to say, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, which He certainly has done with America, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore," remember, Jeremiah is being sent to God's people. He says, "Go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good." But listen to their response. They said, "There is no hope. We will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me. They have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head, and I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy, and I will show them the back that's his back and not the face in the day of their calamity." Beloved, those are some very stern words of warning to the people of Israel. And we have been, as a nation, greatly favored of God because our forefathers, most of them were Christian, and they loved God, and they established the very foundation of this nation, the Constitution, on biblical principles. And so, beloved, we need to hear the word of the Lord. And as the word says, as you spoke through Jeremiah, let everyone consider his ways. So should we, beloved. We're living in the end times, and We're living in perilous and evil days, and it behooves every one of us to walk in a way pleasing unto the Lord. Now, so we need also to pray for our nation, but now I want to look at those first six verses, because this speaks to those whose hearts are turned toward God and have not forgotten him and want to serve him. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." And you know, as I was meditating and spending time just thinking about this, I guess you could say, parable that the Lord gave to Jeremiah, I reflected on some things that I'd like to share with you as I researched a little bit about clay. And what I found out was, it says, depending on the nature of the clay, several processes are involved in producing pottery. First of all, there's the mixing of the clay with water. Secondly, there's the actual fashioning of the piece by the craftsman. And then there's the drying and the firing process. So after the clay has been cleaned and brought to the proper plasticity, in other words, so it can be worked on, then it can be fashioned into any desired shape that the potter wants to create. So, beloved, what parallel can we see or application can we see for our lives? Well, in order for us not to become hard and inflexible, we have to have the water of God's word in our lives. To remain pliable in the Master's hands, we must have the water of life saturating our souls on a daily basis, on a practical day-to-day timing where we can allow the Lord to speak to our hearts. And it, beloved, if you're not where you desire to be spiritually in the Lord today, well, then I urge you to renew your commitment to read and study and absorb his word, making it a part of the very fiber of your life. Let's go on now. As the vessel is dried, it is then fired in the kiln, thus making the shape and the markings to become permanent. And there's actually a chemical change that occurs from the heat in the kiln. It actually turns the clay into a new substance, a synthetic stone. So not only does the plastic clay become rock-like, but the vessel will take on a color dictated by the contents of the clay. Iron oxide will produce red. Organic matter will be black or brown. That's just an example. So the color of the fired vessel usually differs from that of unfired ware. So, beloved, what's the application for us? In the furnace of our afflictions, the fire of the Holy Ghost sets that divine design upon our lives, bringing forth an object, a unique object of beauty, as we allow ourselves to submit to this process. Think of that, beloved. He's created each one of us so individually. None of our fingerprints are the same. Each one of us has the mark of the Master's hand upon us, and as we allow his workings in our life, he will bring us forth as an object of beauty. I just have to obey the Lord right now, for the Lord would say, "Beloved, you've said, Lord, here I am. I present myself to you to use as you desire. And beloved, I would have you to know I have received your sacrifice, says the Lord. Now shall you feel the touch of the Master's hand upon your life in a new measure. I shall enfold you in my care, and you will feel the warmth of my presence. In my hand shall you feel secure and protected, for I shall shield and hide you in my presence from the attacks of the enemy. And I will carry you in my bosom, and you shall feel the very heartbeat of your God and my desire towards you, says the Lord. You shall be as soft malleable clay in my hands, allowing me to fashion you according to the divine design I have purposed in you from before the foundation of the earth. My hands shall be gentle upon you, surely, slowly, with the precision of a master craftsman, shall I ever so gently shape your vessel, removing all imperfections, that I might fill you with my glory. Beloved, you are my workmanship, the delight of my eyes, a vessel of honor in the house of your God. An hour of completion is coming, says the Lord, an unveiling of the sons and daughters of God, when I shall openly display my people as mine own handiwork, that the nations of the earth might fear the Lord and know that there is none like me in heaven and in earth, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your ministry. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to our hearts and lives. We bless you. In Jesus' wonderful name, praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a delight and a joy to share these nuggets with you today. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow and we'll see what the Lord has for us. I desire for you, your heart to be uplifted. I know we live in hard times. These are difficult days to serve the Lord, but He has a refreshing for you. And I invite you to write and become part of my spiritual correspondence family. I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing from Marietta, Georgia. And she says, Sister Glass, thank you for your prayers, words, and messages, and edification and encouragement. The words the Lord gives you for us are most encouraging and uplifting, and always perfect timing. She shares some personal needs, and then she said, your words from the Lord are always accurate and timely, more than you know. God bless. You are faithful in the Lord's service. She signs the name of Sister Writing from Marietta, Georgia. Well, I invite you to write in just a few moments. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. You may email or you can use snail mail. I'll respond to you by snail mail, although I'll acknowledge your email. I invite you to write, thank you so much for listening. God bless you so much for your prayers as well as your financial help. UCM Partners, I don't know, if it wasn't for your prayers and support, I don't know what I'd be doing. Thank you, God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,